the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, Jets Black Wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast, presented by Suavecito Tequila. Pick up some love juice today at Total Wine and More. And good Lord, I need some liquid medicine right now because the cold front finally came sweeping through over the weekend, and I'm still hungover. It was a bad night, down a couple of units on Monday, but oh my goodness, we have a plethora of games to choose from and delightful, juicy matchups in college basketball. We'll get to those here in a second. But Lundy, let's start things off the top here. Dealer's choice. You're a gambling man. You like to go up to Blackhawk and play the various table games that involve the cards and hopefully you involving probably lots of liquor in the process. NBA or NHL? Play of the day. It's dealer's choice. What do you like tonight?
Oh, dealer's choice. Oh, I like that. Yeah. And everybody knows the reason you drink at a casino is to make sure that you've gotten your money's worth. We all know that's exactly what we do. I mean, those are some really tasty $100 Heinekens. I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, it's that's premium stuff right there. Brad, if there's a team in the National Basketball Association, and I told you, Brad, that that team hits the under 75.9% of the time when they are playing at home. 75.9% at home. What would you do?
I would bet the under.
That's what you do with the Clippers and the T-Wolves tonight. That is my dealer's choice. The total is at 234.5. The Clip Show hits the under at, I'm just going to round it off to make it easier, 76% of the time. The under is 22-7 when the Clippers are playing at home. My dealer's choice on this lovely Tuesday is to take the under between Minnesota and LAC.
I absolutely love that. And I tell you what, I'm going to stay in that same game, but I'm going to attach a different name, and that name being the Claw. Kyrie Leonard. Kawhi, damn it. Get yourself together, man. And yes, I'm going Kawhi Leonard. Clearly, I'm in college basketball mode because I don't know any of the current names in the NBA. But anyway, I love the over on combined steals plus blocks for Kawhi. That number's sitting at right now 2.5, and it's plus 145. So get seduced by that juice at BetMGM. Why do I like that line? Well, Minnesota has given up the third most steals per game at 8.9 over the last 10 efforts. And they're number 16 in most blocks per game allowed. So middle of the pack in that category, giving up 4.4 per contest. Kawhi has done this in four of his last eight. So it's not unheard of with him being a defensive mastermind, going out there and getting a couple swipes and, you know, one block as well, or the other way around. Could be two blocks and just one swipe if we still cash a ticket. So I like the over on that 2.5 steals plus blocks, though earlier this season it only went for two against the T-Wolves in that first matchup played back in December. With that, put the books, and it is Kawhi. Have another shot. Let's get after it with the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's talk about a sport I actually know and love, and that is college basketball. And a team that your wife knows and very much loves are the Kansas Jayhawks, and they are at home tonight taking on a scrappy Texas Tech team. And I say, guns up, Lundy. I'm going to take the Red Raiders plus +9.5. Look, I think Kansas is going to cover in this game, but Texas Tech is in desperation mode. They are still in the bubble conversation and certainly could really elevate their profile tonight with an enormous quarter one victory against KU. I don't think they're going to get it, but I think they're going to play him tough, much like West Virginia recently did. There in Lawrence. You look at Texas Tech, 3-6 straight up on the road this season, but very respectable. Top 60 in adjusted offensive and defensive efficiency. Team, though, that has been plagued by turnovers. Number 339 in turnover percentage offense, so they got to limit those miscues. But they really get after the offensive glass. Number 41 in those road matchups in the country in generating second chance opportunities. And they won back-to-back games on the road. Now you look at Kansas, nearly flawless. Remember, they had that one blip on the radar against TCU at home. That's their only loss inside the fog. They are 14-1 straight up this season. But some middling numbers in the advanced analytics category in those home matchups. Number 96 in effective field goal percentage offense. Number 125 in EFG defense. And you look in their last seven games, they won by 10 or fewer points in five of those matchups inside the fog. So I think that trend will be thy friend and shall continue. Give me the Red Raiders. I'm going to take them plus the 9.5. I think they lose this game by 7 or 8. It'll be a little sweaty here in the end, but hopefully maybe on a BS3 at the buzzer, which has happened often over the last 48 hours in college hoops. They will score that cover. Lundy, I know where your head and your heart is in this game, but with the line in play, feed or follow, Texas Tech plus 9.5 at Kansas minus 110 at BetMGM.
Brad, are you saying that it's possible that there will be a sweaty dick? Is that?
Yes. Look, he is going to be working very hard in this game.
Yes.
And I think that dick is going to be perspiring early and often.
Yes. Yes. I think what we need in this game, if you're a Jayhawks fan, is you need you need dick to rise to the occasion more than folks. This shit could keep going for hours. I like this play because, as you know, Brad, if KU is on television, it is on in our house. And so even though I don't have any ties other than by marriage to what the Jayhawks do or a rooting interest other than just trying to make sure that, you know, I still get some affection in rooting for this team. I've watched them a ton. I've probably watched KU more than I've watched any team in college basketball this year. And there is this thing. They've got this. They just let guys hang around, especially at Allen Fieldhouse this year. They have been letting it happen, and they can pick up the victory. But I'm with you. I think this is going to be more like 6 or 7. I've got this vision in my mind of Kansas being up by, like I said, maybe 6 points at the end, and they're just dribbling it out at half court, letting the time expire. And we are all sitting there as bettors going, oh, thank God they did not shoot it. So I like this one because I think this is going to be a single digits game. We're coming down to that time of the year. And especially in the Big 12, man, God, it is hard for these Big 12 teams to beat each other by 10 plus. There's just so much talent in that conference this year. So I'm with you. I don't think the Allen Fieldhouse home court advantage is as strong as we've seen it in a couple of seasons past. So give me Tech to cover. KU to win, but Tech to cover.
It's not a flaccid backing. Go with Texas Tech plus 9.5 against Grady Dick and friends.
Number 4.
Numero Quattro of the Feed 5 today. Let's go to the Mountain West Conference. And we got a matchup between the surprising San Jose State Spartans. It could be a real dark horse in that conference tournament. Laying 2.5 against CSU. That is Colorado State, the pride of Fort Fun, although not so prideful what they have done this season. Minus 110. This one is pulled from DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at San Jose State, a team at home, 10-3, straight up this season. They won 5 of their last 6 contests, and they are top 30 in the country in those home matchups and offensive rebounding and defensive rebounding percentage. So they really crash the glass with Viola, Tolbert, and Diallo inside. And they are also number 70 in effective field goal percentage defense because of that length, because of that girth around the 10. It's difficult to score on the Spartans. And you look at Colorado State, a team that is very good, really, offensively this year. But they are 4-7 on the road. They are number 26 in the country in road matchups and effective field goal percentage offense. But their strength is scoring inside, where they are number 10 in the nation in two-point percentage offense. Again, that is the strength of San Jose State, is defending inside around the basket. Meanwhile, look at Colorado State. They don't believe in any defense. Get that the hell out of here. Number 256, an effective field goal percentage D on the road. And they are number 343 in offensive rebounding percentage, nearly dead last in college basketball and getting those second chance opportunities. So they're usually one and done. And they're a modest number 124 in defensive rebounding percentage as well. So knowing the power inside and the muscle that San Jose shows, I think they're going to neutralize the strength of Colorado State, score the victory and the cover. I'm laying the 2.5 on the Spartans at home against the Rammies, minus 110 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
Well, you mentioned the fact Colorado State's 4-7 on the road. They're also 4-7 straight up and against the spread, both. They just are not very good on the road. You talked about if you can slow them down on the inside, that's basically where you can shut it down. Colorado State, this may not be necessarily San Jose State's calling card by any stretch, but they can do it, especially at home. And that is, the Rams give up the most three-pointers per game in the Mountain West Conference. They allow it from outside the arc, 9.1 per game, as a matter of fact. So it's not necessarily that I expect San Jose State to just start jacking threes left and right, but they can. And if somebody gets a hot hand from outside the arc, the Rams aren't going to stop you. And that may be enough to make a difference here within this spread. I agree that the Spartans could be a little bit interesting in the Mountain West tournament. A little bit. I'm not picking them to win it, but they might make things interesting. But there are some teams in the Mountain West tournament that are just going to fall to the wayside. Like, can you just forfeit? Can you just be done? Just be like, I'm out. Thanks. Appreciate you stopping by. I really like this one. I especially like the fact that San Jose State is at home, because again, the Rams don't perform well on the road. They are just ready for the season to be over.
Protect the rim. Damn it. Spartans, get it done.
Number three.
Numero tres today on the Fade Five. Let's go to a mammoth battle in the SEC. We got Arkansas on the road taking on the Tennessee Volunteers. And let's do a little SGP/OGP. And come with me if you agree on this. I'm going to take the Arkansas line up to plus 12.5. And I'm going to take the total up and then smash the under on 140.5. Put those two together, it's even money, plus 100 at BetMGM. Why am I buying a ticket on the must bus? And again, I'm not saying Arkansas is going to win this game straight up, but they're going to be highly competitive on the road, where really they haven't been straight up this season. They're 2-7 in those matchups this year, number 173 in effective field goal percentage offense, but they are defending their tails off away from Fayetteville, number 30 in the country in EFG defense. Not only that, too, but a team that's really stretching out to the arc as well in that capacity. Now, they've got Nick Smith Jr. in uniform, and with him playing a full amount of minutes the last three games, they're number six in the country, Lundy, over the last three games in adjusted offensive efficiency. So I know they're 173 in EFG offense, as I just stated, but that could be a bit deceiving, because Nick Smith Jr. is a guy that's going to be a top five NBA pick, presumably as soon as next year. He is a difference maker offensively for this team. And I know Tennessee, their calling card is defense. They're number one in the nation in effective field goal percentage defense, but number 136 in effective field goal percentage offense in their home matchups, where they are 13-2 straight up. And I think this game is going to be relatively slow as well. Arkansas on the road, a slower team in tempo, according to KenPom.com, 156 in the nation in those road matchups. Tennessee, number 252, so more half-court oriented, even more so at home. So knowing the slowdown pace, knowing the defensive upsides of both of these teams, and then knowing, too, the X factor that is Nick Smith Jr., SGP, Arkansas, plus 1.5, and the under on the all total of 140.5, plus 100 at BetMGM. Good sir. Pay to follow.
This is the only way that I will play this game is to same game parlay it. And, and part of the reason why, you know how every now and then you get, okay, so you get a gut feel about a game, right? You're like, okay, we're going to make a pick. That's what Brad and I are here to do, right? We make picks. You decide to fade or follow. That's entirely up to you, but you make picks. Brad, I'm telling you, a half a dozen of the folks that I follow across social media, they're all picking Arkansas plus the points. That makes me really damn nervous when everybody is on one side.
That's why I took it up.
Yeah. So, folks, I'm telling you, I think what Brad is doing here is the only way to play this game, which is do something with that line. Because if every and look, occasionally we're right. Occasionally, like all the prognosticators were all like, oh, you take it. And everybody's right and everybody's cashing tickets and everybody's happy. Okay, fine. But a lot of times when you see something that much of a tidal wave, a pendulum swing to one side, something's fishy about the line if everybody is that aligned on their pick. So when it comes to this game, I think Arkansas can keep this one close. But if Tennessee frustrates them offensively the way we know they certainly can from a defensive standpoint, if Arkansas goes through a little drought in this game, the standard line may not be enough. So I really like what you've done here, Brad. This is my favorite play only because of what I said. This is the only way that I would touch this SEC matchup today.
Yeah, grab a surfboard and hang 10, dude. Ride that tidal wave with some alt lines in Arkansas.
Number two.
All right, numero dos, sticking with the SGP / OGP theme and another team that has its back against the wall, painted into a corner, and really almost in a must-win situation, are the Clemson Tigers. Right now, member of my next four out on the latest version of the Bracket Big Board, and check it out at BallySports.com. They got a win, and they got a chance to be highly competitive and maybe steal that victory on the road in Charlottesville, taking on the University of Virginia, who is slumping right now. So on this SGP / OGP, give me the Tigers, plus 10.5, and the under. I'm going to play that total up to 138.5. And again, tuck under that number and look at that. Ooh, little baby seduced by the juice. Plus 110 on that SGP at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Clemson, a team that's not exactly extraordinary in any facet offensively, but they're very good defensively on the road this year. They are top 75 in the country in EFG defense in those road matches. Meanwhile, look at Virginia, a team that just cannot put ball through basket right now. Quite honestly, Vander Plas and friends, scoring is a major struggle. And you look at some of the advanced analytics, and usually a calling card of the University of Virginia is playing extraordinary pack line defense. It's what they're known for, but they've been a little bit looser in that capacity this season in home matchups, well north of number 100 and effective field goal percentage offense, and defensively nearly number 100 as well and effective field goal percentage defense. So they're in the 90s in that category. They're really just not identifying with the brand of basketball that we've seen before with the Cavaliers, and a team right now that's sliding down the bracket big board ranks. So I'm not saying they lose. I just need Clemson to cover plus a 10.5, and I'm taking the under due to defensive chops, normally at Virginia, and definitely applies to Clemson on the road, 138.5. But those events occur on this SGP plus 110 at DraftKings. Only fade or follow.
I will follow on this one as well because I'm not trusting Virginia right now. Obviously, they've lost two in a row, but Brad, I mean, they might as well have lost four in a row. I mean, the Notre Dame and Louisville, they won by a combined 5 points. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they were double-digit favors in both of those games.
Everybody's a double-digit favor against Louisville. Everybody.
And they barely got by. Barely got by. So they're 0-1. Actually, they're technically they're let's see. They are 2-5-1 against the spread over the course of their last eight, including 0-4 in the last four straight. Two games that they should have lost. Well, maybe not should have lost, but could have lost for sure, as we just said, with Louisville and Notre Dame. So this team doesn't look right right now. And I don't know that a matchup against Clemson is going to be where they get right. So I'm with you. I'll take the spread up here, which is what, if I'm not mistaken, it's what, 6.5 on the normal line, 5.5?
It's actually up to 6.5 now. I think it opened at 5.5, so it's climbed. Even on the standard line, I would certainly entertain Clemson. But, you know, it's all about safety first for me. So that's why I built it a cushion.
Well, it's because you're trying to build up the bankroll after the kick to the nads you took over the weekend.
Yeah, I'm swollen in the wrong places right now.
Yeah, exactly. So, I like this play. Look, Virginia can get right, and they should get right. I just haven't seen it yet, and until I see it, I'm not going to trust it. So let's see if Clemson can keep this one in single digits.
Yeah, Virginia wielding a foam sword right now. Fade the Cavaliers, back the desperate Clemson Tigers.
Number one.
All right, numero uno. We hit on this yesterday. If you watch Live on the Line, I took the over on the team total with Baylor, and it hit with like 13.1 seconds to go. So that was definitely a pat down your forehead kind of affair for those Baylor Bears and their victory over Oklahoma State, which bounced the Cowboys out of the bracket big board field and vaulted Arizona State in as a result. Nothing applies to either one of those teams in this matchup. And that is a Big Ten throwdown between the Indiana Hoosiers taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes after that historic comeback and the Fran McCaffrey stare down, which is one of my favorite events I've ever seen in college basketball history, made the rounds there on social media and for good reason. But tonight, I'm going to take the Hoosiers over 75.5 team total points minus 110 available at DraftKings. The reason why I'm on this, Indiana has been outstanding. They're inside the friendly confines of the Assembly Hall offensively. Number 12 in the country, an effective field goal percentage offense in those home affairs where they're shooting 56.4% from two and 41.4% from distance. A very good defensive team. Really, they have no weaknesses when they are playing at home. That's why they've only had one blemish in 15 games. Meanwhile, look at Iowa on the road. They're 3-7 straight up. Completely different team away from Carver Hawkeye Arena. Number 329 in effective field goal percentage offense. And here is what is most encouraging in terms of this number. Number 223 in effective field goal percentage defense, giving up 50.8% inside the arc and 38.2% outside of it. The first game, Iowa won 91-89. It was a game that certainly took your breath away. There's no question about that. But Hood Shifina was on fire right now. Trace Jackson Davis is nearly unstoppable around the rim. Galloway is getting some critical buckets, whether attacking the rim or splashing from outside. Indiana can fill up the cup. And with this game being played a brisk at an up-tempo pace, I believe here in the end that the Hoosiers will score at least 76. Hell, they may crack 80 again. Remember, they scored 89 in that first matchup, so I'm feeling very good about this line. Lundy, fade or follow, IU over 75.5 team total points, minus 110 at DraftKings.
I think we're going to sweat it. I think we're going to sweat it. I'm just being honest with you. I think we're going to sweat it, but I'll go ahead and follow. I'm going to make it 5-0. I'm trying to build up your confidence here, Brad, because you kind of shrunk a little bit. You got a little team raisins going on lately with
I'm still up 79 freaking units on the season. Was bound to kick in.
I'm trying to prop you up. I'm the guy that holds the cheerleader up over there on the side of the court. That's me right now. And you're the cheerleader in the short skirt, if you guys want to enjoy that visual for just a second. So I will follow. Please don't show up. I know you're coming to town tomorrow to a little visit for Denver. Please don't show up in a short skirt. Okay.
Lundy, I hate to say this, but the lines change. That's what it is right now. Points at DraftKings.
No.
I swear to God, it was 75.5 early this morning when I woke up. I took it immediately, and now it's up a full 5 points. Remember, they scored 89 the first matchup. I still think this over hits, but you might want to do a little same game parlay to take that total down to build in that necessary safety first cushion.
Yeah, yeah. Screw that 80 number. No, no. See, I told you. I thought we might be sweating 75, and I know. See, don't you be doing that. No, now you got me. Now you got me worried. No, now I'm not touching it. See, now you completely screwed it over. I was there, man. I was your support for your cheerleader performance. Nope, not anymore. Now you're on your own. Now you're
like a cheerleader that was propping me up, and then I just fell over and cracked my head.
Well, yeah, you're out there at center court right now, just doing a tumbling pass all by yourself. and this is all on you. The rest of us are just standing around, going, "Oh God, we hope he doesn't fall and break his neck."
All right, I'm still a member of Team Huevos. I'm still backing the Indiana Hoosiers over 80.5 team total points, and Lundy is probably going to appropriately fade that. He ain't touching it. What he is putting his finger on, though, you're going to find out in a minute. It's bonus time. What else you got on this Taco Tuesday? Some spicy in the world of sports, Lundy. What do you like?
Let me throw a couple of them out there for you. I already gave you my favorite in the NBA. When we're talking about the under in the Clippers and the T-Wolves game. Let me go from there over to the ice, where we tend to find ourselves in bonus time frequently. Hit a really nice three-leg goal in the first 10 parlay last night. Hopefully you guys saw that on the spreadsheet. Not sure I like the gifts tonight, but here's what I do like. Points, goals, aplenty. We'll start in St. Louis. That is where the Kraken will be. I will take the over on the six goals between Seattle and St. Louis. Same total, six total goals, sits there in the desert between the Blackhawks and the Coyotes. I like each of those individually, but I just want to throw it out there that if you're feeling Team Huevos for this evening, if you parlay the two of them together, it is a plus 250. So I like them by themselves, but if you want to pop those two together, you'll get them at a plus 250. The other option you could do is bounce them both down to 5.5 and then play them together. Take those alt lines and play those together. You'll still get them at plus odds. Two-leg money line that I like tonight. Tampa is at home taking on Florida. Right now, Florida's on the outside looking into the playoff picture in the Eastern Conference. I think Tampa is starting to show a little bit of that veteran status. I still think they're slightly overrated, but Tampa should be able to take care of the Panthers at home. So give me the Lightning at home, and then we're going to pack that together with the Sabres at home against the Blue Jackets. Columbus will be there. So take Buffalo and Tampa together on the money line. That one will pay you a plus 139. And then I'm going to throw this out here because I've been doing this a bunch, and yes, I know I'm in Denver. I know I'm a homer. But folks, I'm cashing flipping tickets so I can be a homer as much as I want to. Okay. Here is the same game parlay that I have been playing relatively consistently for the last month and a half. Take Jokic for a triple double and the Nuggets on the money line. If you put those two things together, you're in positive territory consistently because of how he's hitting the triple doubles. And folks, if you have not been paying attention, there have been multiple games that head coach Michael Malone is leaving Joker out there until he gets it and then yanking him to the bench immediately the moment that he does. There was a game about 2 weeks ago, and I wish I could remember the opponent. They were up by like 14 with 3 minutes to go. He left him out there. Joker got his 10th assist, and then Malone sat his ass down the moment that happened. Malone is trying to help him win his third MVP in a row. And I think that is part of what is happening here right now. So the reason I'm bringing it up for you here, folks, what do Brad and I tell you to do? Shop around on the lines. Pay attention to the books. That same game parlay, and the Nuggets are on the road against Houston. It's freaking Houston tonight, folks. The Nuggets are on the road against Houston. If you take Joker for a triple-double and the Nuggets on the money line is a same-game parlay. At BetMGM, Brad, that's a plus 115. At Caesars, it's a plus 152.
Oh, my God, yes!
So shop around, folks. Pay attention to the lines because it does make a difference, especially when we're doing these. So plus, there's Brad with a sledgehammer if you're not watching the video. Like, I took this one the other night against the Clippers, and obviously I needed overtime to be able to hit it, but I got it at like plus 208. The odds makers are bringing it down. Yes, you do have to be concerned that this is the Houston Rockets, and if the Nuggets get out ahead in this one, it's possible that Joker doesn't get enough minutes to be able to do it, but I will ride the hot hand. Remember, the Nuggets this season are 23-0 when he gets a triple-double.
Wow, amazing. Remember earlier on the podcast, I called Kawhi Kyrie. And there was a reason why I said
called
that
him actually Kyrie. It was kind of like
Kyrie. It's a mixture of a human being.
You were like a toddler learning English.
Because I was looking at the notes for both of the guys and I got them mixed up. So I just, you know, meshed them together. But I do like Kyrie on a one game parlay tonight. 4+ rebounds and 6+ assists at +145 against the Pacers. He's done this in two of his last six games with the Dallas Mavericks. Indiana's allowed the most rebounds per game over the last 10 of any team in the NBA and the 12th most assists per game as well. He did this in one of three matchups as a member of the Brooklyn Nets against the same Pacers squad. So tonight, based on the trends, I think Kyrie gets at least four boards and at least six dimes, and both those occur again, +145. Back to college basketball. You want a Team Huevos parlay play of the day. All money lines all the time. And on this, what is it, six legs? I can't even count. Marquette at Butler. Indiana, again, I think it's the victory at home against Iowa. Wake Forest should be able to rock and roll at home tonight. Akron in a rematch, revenge spot at home against Ball State. Syracuse taking on the hopeless and hapless Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. And New Mexico still licking their wounds after the last second loss to San Diego State at home. They get the victory tonight. All those three events occur, or seven or six or 10. I don't even know how many they are. I just rattled off. +349. That's all I need to know at DraftKings Sportsbook on that multi-leg Team Huevos parlay play money lines of the day. Elsewhere in college hoops, rapid fire style, like Boise, I'm going to lay the point and a half tonight against visiting San Diego State. The Broncos 13-1 at home this year. Very good defensive squad, number 34 in EFG defense in those home matchups. I know San Diego State has played remarkable basketball all the way from SoCal. They are 8-1, believe it or not, on the road this season, but number 126 in EFG offense and number 73 and EFG defense. I think they are humble tonight. They barely got by the Lobos, as I mentioned, in their last effort. I think tonight they fall just short against Boise State, so I'm going to lay the chalk there. Elsewhere, I like NC State +6.5 at Duke. I do not understand why the line is this high. I know State has been kind of up and down on the road this season, 4-5 straight up, but very good defensively on the road. Number 13 in the country in EFG defense away. It's all about DJ Burns and Jack Clark. They crash the glass and win that battle inside against Filipowski and friends. I think ultimately they could not only get the cover, they could get the victory. Though Duke is impeccable this season, 15 at home inside Cameron Indoor this season. And last one for you, Lundy. Two more real quick. I like Villanova. I'll lay the chalk. -1.5 at Seton Hall, playing much better here of late. Since February 8th, they're number 29 overall in Bartorvik. Seton Hall can't score. One of the worst offensive teams, the high major level, number 275 at home in EFG offense. And then I like Nebraska, +3.5 against the Michigan State Spartans. It's all about Kisei Tominaga, who's shooting 40.1%, the Japanese sensation from outside. In the Spartans, that's their weakness. Number 273 and 3-point percentage defense this year on the road. Nebraska not only gets the cover, don't be surprised if they get the victory there inside their home arena.
Would not surprise me. One more bonus thing I want to throw out there, because I did this one on You Bet Tonight. I threw this out earlier this week. You know I hate futures, but conference tournaments are a little different, Brad, because it's a future, but it still pays me relatively quickly.
Yep.
I want to throw this out there. I got them at +260. I don't know where the line is right now. I will take the Bulldogs of UNC Asheville to win the Big South tournament. I love those odds at +260 for a team right now that basically their analytics are better than every other team in that conference. Their scoring is better. Their field goal, like everything that you could look at says that they should win that tournament. And the fact that I got them at +260 to win the Big South, that is some sexy juice right there, folks. There's a few of the different conference tournaments I like. I know you and I will be talking about them over the next few episodes of the pod, but because that tournament is getting underway before long, I want to throw that one out there. So hopefully you folks can take advantage of the juice as well. I really like UNC Asheville to take that tournament.
Great call. I'll throw one out there that gets underway today. In the Horizon League, I get the Penguins of Youngstown State at plus 170. They're number one in six different offensive categories in Horizon League action, shooting 55.5% from two and over 37% from three. They're bar none the best team in that league. So I think they're going to water their way into the dance. All right, we are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Please drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this program. Also, feed or follow us. Check out Lundy's spreadsheet picks and all his takes on the Twitter at Nate Lundy, and all mine as well at Noisy Huevos. For Nate Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.